What if I told you that in 2014, a major magazine predicted the worst team in baseball would win the World Series in exactly 3 years? And they were right? Not just close, dead right. In June 2014, Sports Illustrated placed George Springer of the Houston Astros on their cover with a headline so audacious it drew mockery from their own writers. Your 2017 World Series Champs. The Astros had just endured 3 consecutive seasons of 100-plus losses, sometimes drawing 0.0 local TV ratings and appearing as a punchline on Jeopardy. Yet on November 1st, 2017, that very same George Springer became World Series MVP as Houston claimed its first championship. This wasn't luck or prophecy. It was the culmination of the most radical organizational transformation in modern sports, one that offers profound lessons about how humans and machines can bring out the best in each other. Sig Mejdal, a former blackjack dealer with degrees in engineering, operations research, and cognitive psychology, had worked at Lockheed Martin and NASA before pursuing baseball. After reading Moneyball in 2003, he sent analyses to MLB teams showing how statistics could double draft success rates. Most rejected him until Jeff Luno responded. Luno was equally unconventional. Born in Mexico City, educated at Penn and Northwestern, with McKinsey and tech startup experience. Together, they revolutionized the Cardinals' draft process. When Jim Crane purchased the Astros for $680 million in 2011, he inherited baseball's worst franchise. Luno's pitch, accept short-term pain for long-term dominance. What sold Crane was data-driven decisions. Having built a shipping empire on better information faster than your competitors, he understood this language perfectly. Sig followed Luno to Houston, establishing the Nerd Cave, where analysts translated player information into numerical projections. The system incorporated traditional statistics alongside scout-collected data about health, mechanics, personality, and family history, running regressions against historical data back to 1997. If a human being can sense it, a human being can quantify it, Sig explained. Unlike Moneyball's antagonistic portrayal, Luno framed analytics as complementary to scouting, an and question rather than either or. When scout Mike Looper used a precious gut-feel gold star on Trevor Rosenthal after seeing just one inning, Luno trusted that intuition. That gut feel yielded their 21st-round pick, who became a key contributor. The approach wasn't just finding undervalued players, it was identifying those with growth mindset and uncommon drive to improve. With the first overall pick in 2012, the Astros shocked observers by selecting Carlos Correa, a 17-year-old Puerto Rican shortstop barely appearing in mock drafts. Most expected Stanford pitcher Mark Appel or high school phenom Byron Buxton. Correa's father, nicknamed 24/7, drove young Carlos to practice 2 hours nightly, despite working from 4:30 a.m. through evening. At 8, Correa insisted on attending a bilingual Baptist school, wanting to speak for myself, unlike Latin players needing translators. His parents scraped together $150 monthly tuition through extra jobs. When Luno and special assistant Enos Cabell met Correa, his unwavering eye contact impressed them immediately. "This kid's a leader," Cabell declared. The selection was strategic. By signing Correa for $4.8 million, $2.4 million below slot value, Houston redirected savings to sign high school pitcher Lance McCullers Jr. for nearly double his slot value. Days after signing, the valedictorian attended graduation wearing his first ever suit, envisioning a future where neither he nor his father would ever work construction again. While analytics identified the right players, success depended on their willingness to improve. George Springer had extraordinary athletic ability, but struck out once per 3.7 plate appearances in the minors. After a rough 2014 start, 6 errors and strikeouts in 25 of 32 games, he gradually reduced his strikeout rate each year. "Slowing down in all aspects has helped me still play fast," he explained. Dallas Keuchel mastered pitching backward, starting with off-speed pitches and finishing with well-located fastballs. Using NerdCave data, he knew Prince Fielder crushed inside pitches but struggled low and outside. On May 13, 2014, without throwing a single pitch over 90 miles per hour, Kuechel induced a game-ending double play with a low outside fastball, exactly as planned. He won the 2015 Cy Young Award. Jose Altuve, standing just 5'5", was repeatedly rejected until Al Padrique noticed his exceptional speed at a 2006 Venezuelan tryout. Coaches taught him to focus on pitches he could drive rather than just contact. By 2014, he'd transformed his body, cutting junk food to become leaner at 160 pounds. His singles turned into 47 doubles and a league-best .341 average. By 2017, the Astros had talented young players but lacked veteran leadership. None of their key performers was yet 30. After the experienced Royals outperformed them in the 2015 playoffs, Luno recognized they needed someone who had experienced virtually everything a player could in professional baseball. In December 2016, he signed 39-year-old Carlos Beltran to a one-year, $16 million deal, making him the highest-paid player on a payroll that had nearly quintupled in 4 years. Beltran brought more than declining production. As a young Royal, he'd benefited from veteran guidance and became obsessed with video analysis, developing exceptional ability to detect pitchers' tells. At the 2007 All-Star Game, Barry Bonds shared the confident mindset that every time you walk to the plate, the person who is in trouble isn't you, it's the pitcher. With the Astros, Beltran created an inclusive environment where information flowed freely. He normalized both Spanish and English in team communications and instituted bonding rituals, including championship belts awarded after each win with $500 fines for non-participation. Carlos Correa attributed 7 of his 24 home runs in 2017 directly to Beltran's mentorship. As Hurricane Harvey devastated Houston in August, owner Jim Crane challenged Luno to give the city hope. By 10:30 p.m. on August 31, just 30 minutes before the trade deadline, Luno had negotiated for future Hall of Famer Justin Verlander. With his no-trade clause requiring approval, fiancée Kate Upton urged him to trust your instincts. His decision? Screw it, we're going to Houston. He signed with 2 seconds to spare and won all 5 September starts with a 1.06 ERA. After dominating the Red Sox, the Astros nearly collapsed against the Yankees in the ALCS, losing 3 straight in New York. Beltran rallied the team. We took care of business at home before, we can do it again. Verlander dominated Game 6, and McCullers closed Game 7 with 24 consecutive curveballs. In the World Series, George Springer struggled early, but manager A.J. Hinch kept faith. Game 5 became an instant classic, a 13-12 10-inning thriller ending with Bregman's walk-off single. Springer homered in Game 7, joining elite company. At 10:57 p.m. on November 1, 2017, the Astros became World Series champions, exactly as Sports Illustrated had predicted 3 years earlier. Sig Mejdahl reflected, "Winning is fun. Getting a World Series ring for doing math is fun." Their championship proved that data provides powerful tools, but never perfect answers. Success requires balancing analytics with the human element.